So this summer, have you guys got like projects, or are we gonna be like brainstorming it soon?
We have several projects in the works that we've been planning, but we also definitely have room for innovation and new initiatives and developing ones that we just have little like seedling ideas about.
11 youngsters sit in a semicircle in a house on South Combs Avenue in Fayetteville. They're all either high school or college students. They're also solutionaries, youth leaders who drive efforts in their communities to build solutions for opportunity, climate and energy crises, and social justice. These solutionaries are a part of the Summer of Solutions program, which according to program leader Andrea Love, is a grassroots volunteer-based program that empowers youngsters to benefit themselves by benefiting the community.
We're thinking about issues that we see in our communities and in our world and challenging ourselves to come up with ways to address those solutions in ways that are sustainable and bring people together and grow community. We're building our team, we're building our skills, and we're also beginning to develop the ideas and the skills that will help us to work this summer. And it's really exciting. It's going really well.
Summer of Solutions was founded in the year 2008 in Twin Cities, Minnesota, by a group of college students. Since then, the program has spread to 15 cities across the nation, including Fayetteville. Andrea says while the focus was on food issues last year, this time the program hopes to expand its view and focus on the overall concept of a green economy.
The green economy is the vision that we see for the future. It's an economy built on energy from clean sources, jobs that are equitable and fair, and an economy that doesn't that's built on abundance and not scarce resources. An economy that's inclusive of people's needs and of all people. That kind of change involves a lot of small changes. And so we're not building a completely new economic system in Fayetteville this summer, but we are growing initiatives that think in this manner of prosperity and inclusiveness and sustainability and thinking about long-term prosperity and long-term sustainability and try to meet people's needs in very tangible ways.
The 2011 Summer of Solutions program began its training last week that will last until Wednesday. The participants then hope to work 40 hours a week interacting with local residents and organizing workshops and building solutions in partnership with various community-based organizations. Serena Caffrey, another Fayetteville program leader, says the model for this year's program is called the Listening Project.
We and our volunteers will be walking through the Walker Park neighborhood, having conversations with residents about what they think could improve in this community, and also cataloging what resources are available here, mapping the assets of this community so that we can involve residents in the solutions and in our projects. And so the next step from the Listening Project is called a challenge, a community challenge, and we'll be inviting residents to attend weekly or bi-weekly workshops in this neighborhood at community centers in coordination with partnerships. One of our partners is the Applied Sustainability Center's Ecological Communities Program. So we'll be working with energy efficiency in this neighborhood and helping residents track their energy use. We hope to work with some community art. We hope to collaborate with the Jefferson Garden, maybe increase bike access through workshops with Bike City or other bike co-ops in Fayetteville. And so a lot of this is still in its developmental stages.
We're also partnered with the Walker Park Community Garden, the Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology, and we're also going to be learning about agriculture and sustainable agriculture through farm visits to several local farms in the area.
Andrea and Serena were both participants in last year's Summer of Solutions program. Serena says, as program leaders this year, they've had to work harder to create an agenda for other participants, which in turn has helped them gain a better understanding of the objectives and the bigger picture.
As a program leader, both Andrea and I have access to a national support network within our organization. I didn't really know the extent or legacy of the work we were doing, and this year, through biweekly calls with other program leaders and support from mentors, for example, to put on this training week, we have so much more access to skills around the nation and thus can grow even more as mentors to the people in our program. And so something that I've learned from that process is that I would really love to engage our participants this year in the national network and involve them in that so they have ownership for it in the future and hopefully will continue with this work.
Conference calls that discuss issues being covered in program locations across the nation will help participants interact with other like-minded individuals. Regular postings on the Summer of Solutions blog will also help them keep in touch. Jonathan Wong is a solutionary at the Fayetteville Summer of Solutions chapter. Soon, he'll be moving to Berkeley, California to attend college and major in economics and statistics. He says Summer of Solutions enables and encourages students to solve problems and make a difference.
Here, I think, is a lot of kind of like a practical education. Like when you go through the public schooling system or high school or anywhere in the United States, it's kind of more theoretical. You get the information, but there aren't many opportunities to solve real problems. But here you're given that opportunity, and you're not only given that opportunity here, but you're given like a great deal of freedom to kind of explore, kind of find out more about what you enjoy and kind of pursue those things as far as you want to. And I think that's great.
That ability and freedom to solve real-world problems is precisely what Andrea and Serena hope solutionaries will take away from this program.
The goal is for them to take away ways of thinking that are more complex, that recognize that there are a lot of problems in the world, and to not, we don't really glaze over that. We definitely recognize that the challenges that we're facing are some of the most difficult that human history has ever been given. But I think the key takeaway from this program is that we have the responsibility as this generation to start thinking of these problems. We think about them from the perspective of what can we do and how will we do it.
And additionally, we hope that at the end of this summer, every participant feels comfortable and compelled to share these values and practices with others. We hope that they will have the knowledge to be able to train other people in this field so that this model is replicable and expandable and scalable on a nationwide and even international level.
Summer of Solutions is a 7-week program that helps youngsters build solutions and self-sustaining projects centered around communities. For more information, log on to www.grandaspirations.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar.